ideas, we shall try to resist, because that is our noble duty to do as a union. On the issue of outsourcing, yes, we are aware that the donors, the so-called developed countries are coming up with those issues. I personally is against the issue of outsourcing, because the quality of service that is normally achieved from the people may not be achieved, because the people will be interested in doing maybe a fast service. For example, if you have got to outsource, let's say, a messenger, you know, the security of your letters and other things will not come into play because this person has no interest. But as it is today, the messenger is swears the issue of oath and exactly so that any information that is there does not go out to the people. We also believe that outsourcing, yes, outsourcing will save the company from spending more money, of course, that's their interest. But as a union, as a country, we believe that that is reducing employment and therefore creating unemployment in a country which should be fighting to get better employment for the people. In a country which went on a platform of creating 500,000 jobs. So if we have to outsource some of these jobs, then you find that it will reduce the creation of employment in this country, and that is not in the interest of workers. I would personally urge the government to discourage the issue of outsourcing as much as they can.
Well, maybe what other challenges do you normally face when executing your duties as a trade union? Generally, not actually in the telecom, but as a trade unionist, generally?
Generally, trade union work is very difficult. Difficulty that is challenging. Expectations are normally very high. And yet there's no justification for such expectations at times. And for workers, because they have elected you, they think that you should be able to achieve the expectations. In many cases, you have got to confront the management. In many cases, you have got to rub shoulders with the government of the day, and it's very challenging. But because some of us knew what we asked for, we knew what we wanted, we'll always be here to serve our people.
Lastly, the cost of living is going quite high. Economic is going high. While workers' salaries is nowhere being mentioned on the higher increase, what is your observation about this?
The cost of living will always get high. If the economy of a country doesn't grow, inflation must always get up. But as trade unions, that's our duty, to ensure that we know how the economic growth or non-growth of economy affects our people. And we should be able to know when and how to knock at the doors of the employer so that we are able to get what we can get. But in whichever way you put it, the workers have always been at the disadvantage, because as you look at this country, and indeed many African countries, the so-called developing countries, the investors come and their intention is to reap as much profit as they can. So the workers have always not been a beneficiary. Although we have tried as trade union leaders in this country, but the going has been uphill. And yes, we shall not give up. We shall keep on fighting to ensure that one day the employees, the workers in this country, is better compensated.
I'm tired of it.
Thank you.
I'm tired of it.
You're a bad interviewer.
Ciao.
You would have left it.
Thank you very much, sir.
You would have left it. You would have left it.
Bye, dear.
Yeah, but now I think now Kotu should be able to get a department and push you there so that you don't remain working with the farm.
I negotiate.
I negotiate.